This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and today I'm with Joe Marion of the ASCDI. Joe, thank you for joining me today.
Doug, it's great to be with you.
So we're here at the Newport Beach event. It's great to be back live in person. We struggled for the last 2 years to get together, and it's like, I don't know, the first time we really did something like this in at least 2 years.
Yeah, we've missed it. I mean, you know, ASCDI built its fame on face-to-face meetings, and then the pandemic happened, and we had to shift gears real quickly, and we went to virtual online meetings. So it's kind of good to be back seeing people like you face-to-face once again, Doug.
Well, you know, I've been saying for a little bit, and people that listen to our podcast, that the secondary market is, you know, it was a quiet thing in the last few years before the pandemic, and now all of a sudden it's on the move again. ASCDI is on the move again. But real quickly, we'll get into that in a second. Real quick, what is ASCDI broadly?
ASCDI, I guess you have to go back to our history. You know, we started as an association of technology resellers. Back when we really started, it was just IBM was the only option out there, the only technology company. But over the years, we've expanded to become not only an association of resellers, but an association of service providers, companies that repair equipment, provide data security, and a lot more services. And the services these days are more than ever before.
And it seems to me that historically there was a twofold purpose to the organization. One was to make sure that there was a best practice book basically out there that everyone can follow. And then secondly, that there was a voice for the industry to be able to talk and work in partnership, hopefully, with the manufacturers.
And that still exists today. You know, our code of ethics, you know, is really our claim to fame. You know, back when you had to identify who the responsible, the trustworthy resellers were, they were the members of ASCDI, and they still are today. But now it's not just a matter of trustworthy as far as, you know, delivering product, but it's also trustworthy as far as delivering services. For example, you know, ITADs, and by the way, a lot of our members are now ITADs and are becoming ITADs. ITADs are responsible for protecting the environment and for protecting customers' data. And so to this day, you know, and there are a lot of very good certification companies out there that certify who's an ITAD and who's not. But ASCDI is the only organization that then checks whether they're really performing and doing what they promise to do. So our code of ethics, you know, is a foundation for that. We make sure, for example, if an ITAD says he's going to wipe the data clean on your drive and he's going to provide you with certification that those drives have been wiped, if he doesn't do that, he'd probably be in violation of the ASCDI's code of ethics.
What is ITAD?
ITAD, Information Technology Asset Disposition. It has to do with protecting the environment and protecting customers' data. It's what you do with technology products when their first life is over. And I say first life because there are second lives and third lives. Really, the most environmentally sound and safe and friendly thing to do is to take a product and put it back into productive use. And that's what an ITAD does. If it can't be put back into productive use, the second thing he does is he disposes of it. But he disposes of it in an environmentally proper fashion.
Now, one of the actually big news items that happened during the pandemic is you guys launched an ITAD website.
We did. More and more of our members are becoming ITADs. More and more ITADs are trying to join ASCDI. And I say trying because not every company that applies to be a member of ASCDI is approved. We go through a pretty strict vetting process. We quiz our members as to a company's performance. And then if they pass those tests, they become members. But we started a website called ITAD Certify. And the idea is to become a resource for not only for resellers, but end users. If an end user is looking for an ITAD, for example, who can wipe the data clean on their 1,000 laptops in North Dakota, they can go to ITAD Certify and find them.
Now, you know, like I said at the beginning, it seems like all of a sudden the secondary market has more currency than it had before. There's more need for it, and we're also hearing about better prices on used equipment.
Well, for a couple of reasons. First of all, supply chain. New equipment's hard to find, so if you can't find it new, you buy it used. That's what's driving up the prices, but what's making the secondary market more relevant than ever before is all the things that we've been talking about, is data security, data privacy, and protecting the environment. And that's the role that our industry is playing today. We're making sure that this equipment isn't ending up in a landfill, and the customer's data is not ending up on the dark web.
If I'm, you know, after all these years, if I'm out there as an independent used equipment dealer or a new equipment dealer, why should I think about joining up the ASCBI, finding out more about it, maybe attending an event?
Well, if you want to stand out from the crowd, I mean, there's a plenty of companies out there, good companies, who can buy and sell your hardware. But what happens when things go bad? Where do you go? If you're a member of ASCBI, you have a place to go. Our ethics process makes sure that the customer doing business with an ASCBI member is protected. So if you want to stand out from the rest of the crowd in the secondary market, you want to carry that ASCBI logo. But I warned people that are listening to this podcast, not everybody qualifies. Companies that don't honor their commitments shouldn't waste their time applying for membership in ASCBI.
Now, there's some additional benefits. We learned this afternoon, for example, there's some pretty good legal resources available to members.
We do, yeah. We have lots of legal resources, and we're expanding those. For example, ITADs. We talked a lot today about ITADs. ITADs have different legal needs than a typical reseller. For example, an ITAD's committing to a company that their data is going to be protected. Well, what happens if that data ends up somewhere? What does he do? So he needs some terms and conditions in his contract. ASCBI is developing those terms and conditions. He needs special insurance. ASCBI is working with a couple insurance companies developing an insurance offering for ITADs. Lots of different those are the kind of offerings that we provide.
Well, we're sort of getting into the second quarter here in 2022. What's next for ASCBI? What are you working on?
Well, we hopefully COVID's going to go away, and we're going to end up with larger face-to-face meetings. But if not, you know, I mean, I'll tell you something. The COVID proved resiliency, and that's one of the things that ASCBI is famous for. I mean, things change in our industry. ASCBI has been able to change with the industry. So what's happening next? Gosh knows. I mean, you know, depends on the war. It depends on COVID. But I think what's going to happen is I think a lot of what's happening in ACI is driven by the laws that were adopted in Europe that are starting to be adopted in the United States, having to do with protecting customers' data and the environment. So I think you're going to see from ACI more and more offerings in that direction.
And, you know, one other thing I noticed, I'm always, of course, looking at the ACDR website, there seems to be an interesting mix of routine now. This is sort of a little bit new. Routine Zoom events that everyone can attend, plus regional events and other stuff too.
Yeah, well, we're trying to look. The reality is, one thing that COVID proved is you can get any information anytime you want, anywhere you want it. And so you can sit at home in your pajamas at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you can get information. You don't need to go necessarily to a meeting with 300 people sitting in an auditorium and dying, you know, by listening to somebody's PowerPoint. Don't need to do that. You can get the information, but what you can't get is the handshakes, is the social aspect. Because at the end of the day, you want to do business with somebody you can trust. And that's the role that ACI is playing. I mean, we've been a trust provider, if you will, and that's still what we're doing today.
So it's interesting. How ASCBI began, that's still where we are.
Yeah, it goes full cycle. I mean, you really, the longer you stay in this business, the more it stays the same.
Joe, I want to thank you for taking a little bit of time out here at this event talking to me. Where can we learn more about ASCBI?
Obviously, you can contact us 24/7. But if you want to go to www.ascdi.com, that's probably a good place to start.
Joe, thank you very much indeed for talking to me today.
Doug, thank you.